Hello, and welcome to Syngenta Growing Golf, the podcast about tomorrow's golf industry today. My name is Gary Firkins, and I'm your host. Did you know only 2% of superintendents in the US are female, but one project is hoping to change all that. The Women in Turf Team initiative will see an all-female crew take over at Pebble Beach for the 2023 US Women's Open. Joining me to discuss the project and how to encourage more women into the industry is Syngenta's Kimberly Gard, alongside Bubba Wright, superintendent at Pebble Beach Golf Links. Enjoy the show. Kimberly Gard and Bubba Wright, welcome to Syngenta Growing Golf. Kimberly, let's start by talking about Women in Turf Team. What is it? How did it get started?
So 2020, Troy Flanagan, who is the director of golf maintenance at the Olympic Club, he had approached me saying he had an idea about having a women's volunteer team. They were going to be hosting the Women's Open. And I said, that is an amazing idea. Fabulous. How can I help? So started with recruiting some of the women that were on the team. It wasn't just me. It was definitely a collective effort. Kelly Lynch at Pure Seed was very instrumental in that as well. And it just kind of went from a few people to more people. They told two friends, and it went from there. So we did the U.S. Women's Open at Olympic. It was amazing. It was incredible experience. And from there, all the women wanted just to continue to be engaged and connected and bring more women into the fold. So from there, we went to Pine Needles to the U.S. Women's Open this last summer. And fortunately, Bubba was on board with having us at Pebble as well. And so we're very thankful and looking forward to this summer coming up.
And what's been the reaction from the women who've been involved? They've signed up, they've come, they've been part of the team that's prepared courses for US Women's Open. What has it meant to them? What have their reactions been?
I think to provide the best golf course for the best women players in the world, it's for us, it's like a tribute. And to get together and connect with other women that maybe you didn't even know were out there, and now you've left the tournament at the end and you have a whole new set of friends, is just very impactful, because many of these women, they may have been the only woman superintendent in an entire state. So to know that there's others out there is just a very impactful experience.
And how has this community kept in touch and in fact developed from those first two US Open, Women's Opens?
So there's a few different chat groups that we have. So just throughout the year, women will communicate or celebrate, you know, things that have happened, you know, when people get certain recognition or honors, or just there's kind of a constant dialogue that is going on in these different chat groups. And then through conferences like GCS, you know, GCSAA provides, whether it's some local events or national events, we definitely put out kind of an, you know, all point bulletin, like who's going to be there, let's get together. So I think that connection just continues.
You've had some TV coverage as well on the Golf Channel. There's a Twitter page that's attracting attention, a lot of conversations and interactions. And in fact, there's a documentary series starting this year, 2023, that's going to be covering what you're doing. And I think the documentary series has the catchy title of Breaking the Turf Grass Ceiling, I believe.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, that is Kelly Lynch. And so, again, it's just, it's pretty amazing what's happened over the last 2 years, honestly. I think Troy definitely kind of lit that match and kind of got us together and kind of set that spark in motion. And from there, I think the women have kind of just taken it and run with it. So,
Bubba, the US Women's Open is coming to Pebble Beach. What's encouraged you to get involved with this initiative and host an all-female volunteer turf team?
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to go visit Troy at the Olympic Club and, a couple of years ago. And you know, after seeing it in person, it was just a complete no-brainer. I mean, you see the energy and the effort they bring, the pride they have in their work, just the desire to be out there and you know, maintain the golf course at the highest level for the greatest female golfers was pretty impressive to see. So, you know, it's kind of, I really try to figure out how we're going to make it better. You know, how we're going to improve on this program after the Olympic Club, and how can we expand on it to offer more education and more exposure to these ladies who are so you know, eager to get out there.
And what are you expecting from the experience?
What am I expecting? Well, you know, I really believe that we're going to have the greatest, you know, U.S. Open ever. You know, you look at the combination of Pebble Beach. This is our first women's Open, you know, and the greatest meeting of land and sea with this all-female turf team. You know, we're incredibly excited to host them, and we're side by side preparing the golf course. So, you know, just can't wait to get it going.
What do you think women bring? I mean, ultimately, men, women, they're turf professionals.
Yeah.
But what do you think different ideas, different thoughts, different approaches? Is that what you're expecting? Do you think, you know, that's what's going to happen? And is that a good thing?
Oh, certainly. You know, I mean, any new ideas or new approaches are good, right? That's how you keep improving or keep moving along and whatever you're doing, not just turf. But, you know, from what I've seen is they're incredibly strong-willed, very detail-oriented. They got great personalities. You know, they're always positive and keep it light. You know, those tournament weeks, they get long. You know, especially when you're grinding, going into a tournament, getting ready to go. And so to have a team that comes in there with such a positive attitude, that can be very uplifting, you know, for all of us to execute for the whole week and keep going. So,
and from a visibility perspective, putting the story out there, putting the message out there, putting the energy, you know, that is behind this team, how important is that, do you think?
Yeah, well, it's incredibly important, you know, not just to us, but, you know, the Pebble Beach Company as well. We're a very diverse and unique company across the board. And when you look at, you know, our golf course maintenance departments, we don't have a whole lot of, you know, we might not match that on the female side of things. So hopefully, you know, we can attract more females into the golf course maintenance and keep growing. So we've certainly had them in the past and look forward to growing upon that. So,
well, it's an interesting point, isn't it? We were talking just before we started recording this about, you know, the number of women actually working in turf, and it's 2%, you know, it's kind of less than 350 women out of nearly 19,000 superintendents in the U.S. So it's a very small number, isn't it? But, you know, this is an opportunity to grow.
Yeah. They need to keep being more visible. You have, you know, the greatest tournament for any female golfer, you know, being supported by female maintenance teams. I mean, that word's got to get out there and be like, hey, it's pretty cool thing to be a part of and great career to have.
And in your experience, both at Pebble Beach and perhaps before, how many women have you had working on turf teams?
Very few on my personal turf teams. You know, we have a great one, Erin Novotny. She's still working for Toro down in San Diego. But outside of that, not too many, you know. But it's just, I can look back at the last few years and say, well, I haven't really received any resumes or haven't had anybody reach out to me looking for a job, just to be totally honest. So hopefully that changes soon.
And what has it done, do you think, for you, reflecting on, you know, perhaps the way things have always been done and actually making, you know, what insights or what learnings might there be for you, but other golf course superintendents in terms of how do we make it different? How do we make it the right conditions for a more diverse turf team to come in and work at a golf course?
Yeah. I think, you know, when you get into golf course, I mean, it's a lot of stuff you do is because, well, that's the way we always did it. You know, oh, we verify greens or we mow greens every day. Whatever your practices are, you're doing it because, well, that's the way I learned it from this guy or this person. And that's how we're going to keep doing it. But, you know, if you really want to continue to get better and break the turf grass ceiling or you know, get whatever your goals are, you're going to have to be open to new ideas. So, yeah. What do you think, Kimberly?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways to recruit. And the visibility is definitely important because golf maintenance is something that oftentimes is kind of behind the scenes. And so to have the visibility to show, we call it see it, be it, have that visual image like, oh, I never thought about that profession. I can definitely say that the women are very passionate, as are, you know, most of the turf grass managers that I know. But very, very passionate. I know they love it. So I know other women would also. And it's just getting that word out that this is a profession that, you know, they could possibly pursue.
the see it, be it aspect is really important, isn't it? It's the storytelling aspect. It's the believability of the whole thing.
Well, and I think that having a group of women too builds some momentum, because if you're looking to go into a profession where you don't see any other women, then maybe that can be a little intimidating, or you're like, is that what I really want to do? So I think trying to recruit more women, knowing that they're connected and that they have the support, then it's a little easier to make that jump, knowing that, you know, there are others out there. So we're trying definitely with the, you know, with this momentum, just trying to recruit more women so that we do change that 2% and make that a bigger number in the future. Certainly for this industry too, because I feel that most facilities, their staff, you know, not too many people say, oh, I'm at full staff. You know, I'm at full capacity. I've got people walking in the door every week looking for a job. It's not like that anymore. I think as an industry, we'll definitely have to reach out, whether it's to FFA, whether it's horticulture programs, whether it's on the athletic side, you know, where maybe people aren't able to make a profession out of being a professional golfer, but love the industry, want to be still involved with the golf course. I think there's a lot of different places that we can try to recruit people onto this side. Just, I'm not sure in the past if that was as, we haven't been as aggressive in doing that, where now I think out of necessity, it's we're gonna definitely have to. So,
Kimberly, tell me about the role of men in encouraging more women to come into the turf industry.
I definitely think that the men play an integral part, whether it is providing the opportunities. So with Troy coming up with this original idea of having, you know, a women volunteer team, he was definitely focused on that week, but probably didn't realize what a catalyst that he would be in kind of kickstarting, really, a whole group of women getting together, and then it just kind of steamrolling from there. And the same, you know, with David at Pine Needles, giving that opportunity to continue. And then with Bubba now at Pebble, that's one event. But whether it is hiring women, encouraging women, maybe there's somebody that you see on your horticulture team and they say, you know, why don't you come out to the golf course for a day or two and just try that out? Or maybe you know somebody, a family friend, and they're like, you really enjoy being outside. You really like to just get your hands on things. Have you ever considered, you know, working on a golf course? I think there's ways to encourage women to get into this industry or to continue on, that it's a very powerful thing. I think the men are crucial. Again, being 98% of this industry, their role is absolutely, we can't do it without the men champions and allies with us.
And also there's some of the things you've mentioned there. And in fact, what's going to be happening at Pebble Beach is the important aspect, isn't it? It's changing it from a conversation into action and demonstrable results as well. So I guess, Bubba, you know, this is going to be, you know, really, really important because something is happening. I wonder if there'll be follow-on actions. Will there might be internships or new ways of thinking about how to get women onto the turf team at Pebble Beach?
That's probably the key, is to making sure this doesn't lose steam after the tournament. You know, you got all the eyes on you for that 1 week for a U.S. Open and all the cameras and Twitter feeds. But, you know, if we don't follow through after the fact, it's not going to be really worth it, is it? So we do multiple internships with the Pebble Beach Company, by the way. So if any women are interested, you know, we have housing and internships. And I believe Bobby over at Spyglass has a female intern from Canada that just started there. So it's certainly, you know, starting to spread, but, you know, we got to keep it going. We were talking earlier about, you know, making it appealing for a woman to want to work at golf course maintenance, something as simple as a bathroom, a woman's restroom, you know, or what have you. How do the uniforms need to be more appealing? You know, or they're up wearing men's uniforms to the work site. So just whatever we can do, but, you know, it needs to be a collaboration, right?
even that was a big deal. Honestly, most of the women who were on Troy's Olympic team, it was the first time they had ever been given women's uniforms. They've always only had men's uniforms. So they were really excited. So it is sometimes just those small details that make a huge difference.
Well, the golf industry is very good at talking to customers and understanding what customers want and responding to that. Sounds like we need to be a little bit better about understanding what our employees and, you know, from a business sustainability perspective, what new entrants into the industry are looking for.
Certainly. Certainly, yeah.
Let's talk about the impact that this is having, because, and just taking up that point on business sustainability, because what is it looking like, Bubba, from you trying to recruit people to join your turf team, and then Kimberly afterwards about the wider industry, but what is it like? You know, how easy or difficult is it to find good people to join turf teams?
Yeah, you know, you would think at a place like Pebble Beach that it would be, we'd have people lining up, breaking down the door to get hired, but it's just not the case anymore. You know, you go times where you don't have applications, you have a lot of openings, finding qualified talent to fill those openings is such a challenge. So we're struggling just like everybody else is to find qualified people, and you have to adapt, whether that's through your, you know, really vetting through hiring practices, changing your wages, you know, offering more work-life balance, whatever it may be, to attract quality people to come work for you. So, and what an untapped source of labor are these women that, you know, we really haven't, gone to very much. So,
and Kimberly, from a wider industry perspective, you know, kind of what are you seeing of what needs to happen to make a difference?
So there's definitely women out there, right? Half of the workforce are women, but if only 2% are on the turf maintenance side, there's great opportunities there. So I do think there's some areas that we can recruit. I know that GCSAA has started to look at FFA as an organization, Future Farmers of America, and there's now a turf segment. So I think that would be an area that we can definitely, you know, spend a little bit more energy with. And there's other areas too. There's a lot of women that are, as I mentioned, horticulture is one of the areas. So again, bringing them onto a golf course, certainly younger kids, GCSA is doing quite a bit with the First Green, and just getting kids on a golf course and showing them that there is so many unique things that the golf course provides. There was one recently that we had where talking about soils, you know, talking about the equipment that gets used, just getting kids familiar with the fact that it's like an entire laboratory out there. So much is put.
So
yeah, it's so focused on, you know, science, technology, etc. Well, every day, I mean, you're a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer, it's, you know, scientist, an agronomist. That's such a complex, very, so many different parts to what you do. It's just incredible.
Well, if you look at where the industry is headed too, whether it's drone technology, autonomous equipment, you know, all the meters and sensors that we're using to maintain and track all of our inputs or labor, whatever it is. I mean, it's a pretty exciting time to get into the industry. You know, we're moving towards so much sustainability, you know, and what we do. So it should be very appealing to anyone to show it.
So it's highly professionalized, but there's also, you know, those important things, those motivations, you know,
sure,
those early mornings, Pebble Beach, those views, you know, and, you know, I think we recognized in them through the pandemic how important those green spaces are. And, you know, is that an opportunity as well, just to kind of introduce people and say, look, these are wonderful spaces. You can be guardians of these, of these ground spaces.
100%, you know, I mean, I you know, look at myself and say, well, what attracted me to it? Well, being a caretaker of not just Pebble Beach or any property in the world, you know, you're a caretaker of something that means so much to a lot of people. You know, everybody's coming out there because they want to have a great time, or they enjoy getting outside, love the game of golf, what have you. And then being able to see your work every day in front of you, you know, that's really what attracted me to it. Working with a great team, the camaraderie that you have with that team, building a team, you know, going out and getting ready for whether it's a club championship or a U.S. Open, whatever it is, you know, building towards something and accomplishing those goals together, you know, is really what gets you going. So that's the, doesn't matter, you know, what your sex is, you're going to, those are things that attracts everybody.
So Bubba, think looking forward to the US Women's Open, getting the turf team together, when do they come in and when do you, you know, kind of what are your hopes and aspirations for those, for that time together?
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, we could be more excited. We just finished with AT&T and now we're kind of turning the page towards the Women's Open. So it's really, you know, all engines full steam ahead towards that tournament. But, you know, the women in turf will be joining us the Sunday before the event. We'll have a quick meeting, discuss some pertinent details for the week, and then hit the ground running Monday of tournament week. So I know it's going to be great execution and just a fun week. So really thanks for Kimberly for assisting putting that all together.
And Kimberly, this will be the third women in turf team at U.S. Women's Open. What are your hopes for this year?
Oh, if it's even close to what the last two have been, it'll be an amazing success. Yeah, there's some magic that happens that week. Just, it's kind of, you know, to wake up early, you go long days into the evening. There's something, it's almost like a boot camp. There's it's definitely a bonding experience for everybody. I mean, I think that not just the women being with the women, but just to be with the team that's actually there all the time. It just, you feel so good to be able to add, like you said, the energy, camaraderie. I feel like their teams become our family at the end as well. And you just have like such a warm, fuzzy feeling about the people that you got to be with that whole week. And just because they're inviting, they, you know, come in, enjoy. This is our home. And so it's kind of like being a guest, you know, at a favorite friend's house.
Well, we wish you every success with the US Women's Open and best of wishes to all of the women in turf team that are taking part this year. Kimberly Gard and Bubba Wright, thank you for speaking to Syngenta Growing Golf. Thank you to Kimberly and Bubba. If you'd like to follow the progress of the Women in Turf Team project, watch the documentary Breaking the Turf Grass Ceiling on YouTube. For more stories about game changers in the golf industry, including female superintendents, visit syngentagolf.com. Thank you for listening.